news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Part one of the first debate of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary is history. Part two happens Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. As the front runner in the first group of 10 candidates to take the debate stage, Elizabeth Warren got the most questions from the moderators, though it was Cory Booker who racked up the most talk time at 10.9 minutes. Beto O'Rourke was also verbose, talking for 10.3 minutes, followed by Warren with 9.9. Although he was the first to interrupt and take time for himself, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio only spoke for 5.6 minutes. While Washington Governor Jay Inslee was the least assertive, clocking in with only 5 minutes of talk time. As for substance, the questions ran the gamut, from how to fix income equality to abortion rights, immigration, and of course, Medicare for all. At one point, Lester Holt asked for a show of hands of who among them would give up their private health insurance for a government-run plan. Only Elizabeth Warren and Bill de Blasio answered yes. Warren answered definitively about her stance on Medicare for All.
Senator Warren, you signed on to Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan. It would put essentially everybody on Medicare and then eliminate private plans that offer similar coverage. Is that the plan or path that you would pursue as president?
So yes, I'm with Bernie on Medicare for All, and let me tell you why. I spent a big chunk of my life studying why families go broke. And one of the number one reasons is the cost of health care, medical bills. And that's not just for people who don't have insurance. It's for people who have insurance. Look at the business model of an insurance company. It's to bring in as many dollars as they can in premiums and to pay out as few dollars as possible for your health care. That leaves families with rising premiums, rising co-pays, and fighting with insurance companies to try to get the health care that their doctors say that they and their children need. Medicare for All solves that problem. And I understand there are a lot of politicians who say, oh, it's just not possible, we just can't do it, it's have a lot of political reasons for this. What they're really telling you is they just won't fight for it. Well, health care is a basic human right, and I will fight for basic human rights.
Good answer. Beto O'Rourke was defending the role of private insurers when Bill de Blasio interrupted.
Would you replace private insurance?
No, I think the choice is fundamental our ability to get everybody cared for.
Private insurance is not working for tens of millions of Americans. When you talk about the co-pays, the deductibles, the premiums, the out-of-pocket expenses, it's not working.
That's
How
right.
can you
so,
defend
so for
the
those
system
for
that's
whom
not,
it is
working.
Not working? They can choose Medicare. For the culinary workers in
you
Nevada
gotta
who I listen
to, start by acknowledging the system is not
plans,
working for people.
They're able to keep them.
Beto O'Rourke, who's seen his poll numbers dropping in recent weeks, had perhaps the worst performance of any of the candidates on night one. He also seemed to have the biggest target on his back. Fellow Texan Julian Castro went after O'Rourke on immigration and his refusal to sign on to Castro's plan to decriminalize border crossings.
I helped to introduce legislation that would ensure that we don't criminalize those who are seeking asylum and refuge
I'm
in this country. If you're
about,
fleeing, if you're fleeing
the
desperation, then
I'm
I want to make
about,
sure
I'm
I want to make sure that you're treated
else.
With respect.
I'm still talking about everybody
but,
else.
But you're looking at just one small part of this. I'm talking about a comprehensive rewrite of our immigration
That's
laws.
Not true.
And if we do that, I don't
that's
think
not,
it's asking
that's
too
actually
much
not
for
true.
People
I'm
to
talking
follow
about,
our laws
I'm
when they
talking
come
about
to this
millions
country.
Of folks. A lot of folks that are coming are not seeking asylum. A lot of them are undocumented immigrants, right? And you said recently that the reason you didn't want to repeal Section 1325 was because you were concerned about human trafficking and drug trafficking. But let me tell you what. Okay. Title 18 of the U.S. Code, Title 21, and Title 22 already cover
if
human
we
trafficking.
This is
drug
a known smuggler
I think
or drug
that you should do your
is
homework
that we're going
on
to
this
make
issue.
Sure that they are
if you did your homework on this issue, you would know that we should repeal this section.
This is an issue
about?
That we should and could be talking about for a long time, and we will.
Former HUD secretary in the Obama administration, Julian Castro had a few breakthrough moments to emerge as perhaps the night's biggest gainer. The biggest loser of the night was NBC, whose broadcast was plagued with technical problems and whose Chuck Todd proved that he wasn't ready for prime time. Round two, the second group of 10 candidates, hits the debate stage Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. In other news, the Supreme Court officially closes out the term by handing down its final two decisions on the biggest cases they heard this year, on partisan gerrymandering and the citizenship question on the 2020 census. The decisions are expected at around 10 a.m. Eastern. And finally, Donald Trump has arrived in Japan for the G20 meetings, at which it was announced he'll once again meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. As he departed the White House on Wednesday, a reporter asked Trump what the two of them will discuss.
I'll have a very good conversation with him. What I say to him is none of your business. Go ahead.
Actually, it is absolutely that reporter's business. I got to. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.